About 3 miles inland, the Twin Creek Ski Shelter overlooks a pond in the middle of the Muskeg. Just a few weeks ago, this part of the island was still covered in snow. Today, members of the U.S. Forest Service are here to look for frogs. They scoop up buckets of water from different parts of the pond. Then, Marcy Mainhart pours the water into a pump that carries it through a filter.
This filter collects all of the environmental DNA, the eDNA. It collects it all here. So then we'll take a sanitary tweezer and collect the filter from inside here, put it into a sanitary bag, label it with where we are and how much water was sent through it, and then we'll send that back to the lab.
The filters look like round cotton pads. They're sending about 3 dozen of them to a lab for DNA testing. The results will tell them 2 things. First, whether there are amphibians at the sites. And second, whether pathogens like chytrid fungus are there too. Eric Castro is the fish biologist at the Petersburg Ranger District, leading the effort to test for chytrid on Mitkoff Island.
Then we get to send all the samples into the lab.
We'll get our numbers.
And then, hold our fingers crossed that we don't find chytrid.
We want to see yes, amphibians, no pathogens. That's our hope.
Chytrid is a skin fungus. Frogs and salamanders absorb oxygen through their skin, and the fungus hampers their ability to do that. That reduces their energy level and often kills them. Last year, the Tongass Wildlife and Fisheries Program detected chytrid in Wrangell, Prince of Wales Island, and Yakutat.
It's serious to try and locate these areas that are contaminated because it stops them from being able to reproduce, or if they are able to reproduce, then usually that young won't be able to reproduce. So it kind of snips their genetic timeline just in the bud.
1 out of every 16 amphibian species has gone extinct or become endangered because of chytrid fungus, according to a 2019 study. Global trade is thought to have brought it to Alaska from other parts of the world. There are 3 frog and 3 salamander species native to the Tongass. The Forest Service says they're a vital part of the food chain. They eat a range of insects and other invertebrates, and they're prey for many fish, birds, and small mammals. Castro says the agency has very little baseline information about the size and location of existing amphibian populations.
If we don't know how many exist, all we have is anecdotal evidence. Folks say they used to see more frogs in this area, back when they were young, but there's no data.
To collect that data, Castro and his team have visited 12 different sites, 2 times each. While Castro and Mainhart collect and filter water, Sam Wijnsma is using a different tool, his eyes. At each site, a member of the team always looks around the old-fashioned way.
It's essentially what you do when you're 12. You go look at the edge of ponds and streams and flip over logs looking for frogs and toads and newts occasionally. And then I write down anything that I find. I do that for 50 meters along the edge of this pond.
Castro thinks he saw salamander eggs on an earlier site visit. Thanks to the DNA tests, he'll soon know for sure.
That's the power of this environmental DNA. These are elusive creatures, and pathogens being microscopic are even more so. But, with the environmental DNA, that really enables us to be able to see what we can't actually.
The Petersburg Ranger District will have to wait 1 to 3 months to get the test results back. But they're already thinking about ways the public can help stop the spread of the fungus. One idea is setting up boot washing stations at sites where chytrid is detected. Castro, Mainhart, and Wijnsma clean their boots with a solution of bleach and water after visiting each site to avoid contaminating other parts of the forest. Castro hopes the project brings more attention to a group of animals that often goes unseen.
When they're out of sight, out of mind, you oftentimes, considering the fisheries resources first, and regardless of them not being the charismatic species that we see, that climb trees and howl at the moon, they're part of the natural environment.
A part of the environment that hopefully is here to stay. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.